June meeting. In attendance we have Councillors Wills, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Dewar via electronic means, Councillor Penny, Councillor Letter, Councillor Barrett, and presiding member Councillor White. Staff, Karen Callahan, Chief Executive Officer Case with Manager of Finance and Administration, Pam Hull, Strategic Support Project Officer, Peter Blaha, Manager of Works, and Nina Finlayer, Government and Compliance Officer. Leave of absence, nil. Apologies, nil. Disclosures of interest, Councillor Dewar has disclosed an interest in item 11.2. And that is all. There being no previous public questions taken on notice, and no members of the public. No questions, no presentations, petitions, deputations. We have an application for leave of absence. I'll take it. That was previous. Announcements from the presiding member. Nil. Confirmation of minutes. Would somebody like to move the minutes of the order of meeting to the council held on 15th of May 2025 and confirmed as true and accurate record of proceedings? Councillor Wills, second. Councillor Letter, all those in favour? Carried, 7-0. 5 break notice. Pam Hull is the author of this. Would you like to make a comment, Pam, on this?
I can. The 5 break order is, or 5 break notice, as it's now known, is reviewed annually. It's reviewed in consultation with the Bushfire Advisory Committee. They get first comment on the draft. The draft that was presented to the Bushfire Advisory Committee was substantially different to the versions that have been done in previous years. The draft that was presented took out a lot of the regulatory stuff, information that is quite tedious to read through but provides a lot of background information for people, particularly working in the farming sector, in terms of what they can and can't do and how they do it during hazardous periods. The first part of the draft that was presented is the compliance information for landowners, and the review was done and presented the information in a much easier to read format, less regulatory wording. It's very, very much user friendly. So the draft was taken to the BFAC. The BFAC determined that the information that had been left out of that initial draft was actually needed to be in there. It needs to be somewhere so that people can easily access it. So following the BFAC meeting, staff went through the document, reviewed it again to include all the information that had previously been removed, and we are presenting the final draft of that document today. It's still quite a lengthy document, but in accordance with BFAC's considerations, the information in Part 2 in particular, if it's not presented in a document that goes to every resident in the Shire, it almost doesn't exist to a point. It's highly unlikely that a resident will refer to the Act or the regulations to find out whatever particular bit of information they're looking for. So there's certainly value in retaining it in this draft. So, yeah, the draft's presented. Once council, if council's happy to endorse it, it gets printed professionally and it's distributed with rates notices to all landowners. And we also do a mail out to all residents so that people who are not landowners get a copy in their mail as well. And I think that's about it.
Okay. Would certainly like to move the officer recommendation that the Shire Marine Bill 10.5 run notice 2025-2026 has presented be endorsed.
Second.
Councillor Dewar, you moved it, seconded. Councillor Barrett, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. Alright. Item 10.2, South West Main Tide Settlement Land Based Consultation and Land Lists. Author is Karen Callahan, CEO. From previous discussions, I would like to suggest that we split the office recommendation so that the two tiles are actually split. And the Crown Land PIN 665875, lot 666, Wallace Street, Greenhill. And Land PIN 666266, lot 148, India Street, Greenhill. We split it into two recommendations. And the recommendation would then read that the council supports the proposed transfer of land parcel. Lot 666. As outlined in this land list 1609 on the southwest major tile settlement, subject to no operational constraints, planning objectives, or infrastructure conflicts that are identified. So we'll move on to the first one first. And as the chair, I'll prepare to read that. Second, Councillor Wills. Somebody like to, who would like to speak for the motion? Would anybody like to speak against the motion? We don't have anybody prepared to speak against the motion.
I'm still of the feeling, as I was at last month's meeting, that for me I still like an in-person presentation from DPLH, just to bring us up to speed and just so we have a full understanding of what is being put in front of us.
Acknowledge that. Thank you, Craig. Alright, do we all understand the motion? And unless anybody else wants to say for or against?
I'll make a comment, Mr. President. Speaking against the recommendation, I agree with Councillor Dewar. We discussed earlier on, there's a list of nine points that DPLH are requesting input and information about. And one of the points is any future proposals for the land. So they're asking us if we have any proposals for the land, or maybe we don't, but it would be nice to know what their proposals are for the land.
Thank you, Councillor Penny. Anybody else wish to speak for or against the motion? Alright, I will put the motion. Those in favour of the motion? Two. Under two. Those against the motion? Five. So the motion is lost. 2-5. And the reasons given are to seek further clarification from DPLH and right. Second motion. Second part of this one is to move the Trampoline Pin 666266, Lot 148, India Street, Green Hill. Council supports the proposed transfer of land parcels as outlined in Lot 1689 and the Southwest Native Title Settlement, subject to no operational constraints, planning objections or infrastructure conflicts being identified. And two, authorising the Chief Executive Officer to submit the Shire's response and complete a feedback form to the Park of Plan Lands and Heritage. I'll move that one again. Second, Councillor Wills. I'll speak to the motion. I'm supporting the motion because I understand that under the Native Heritage Act they have the right to acquire 300,000 hectares of Crown land and 20,000 hectares of leasehold. I think this place of land is not of significant enough interest to the Broome Town of Shire for it to be not included in this act. Anybody else speak against? Anybody else wish to speak for? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? In favour, four. All those against? Three. The motion is passed, 4-3. Okay, thank you, councillors. We'll move on to item 10.3. Draft rates on voluntary regional organisation of councils, memorandum of understanding. Author is Karen Callaghan, Chief Executive Officer. Karen, do you wish to speak to this?
Yes, President. So the existing MOU has been in operation since 2009. Since then, there has been some changes in terms of informal membership, including the Shire of Wangaroo and the Shire of Katani. Actively involved in the VROC, and most recently the Shire of Woodmilling and the Shire of Kent have also been part of a partnership with the existing Shires and also Katani and the Wangaroo. Because of that, we as a group have drafted in MOU, and it provides a lot more structure and a framework moving forward in terms of what that MOU looks like, and also formalising the membership, which has been expanded to those other shires.
All right. Somebody like to move the officer's recommendation that the Council 1 endorses the draft memorandum of understanding 2025-2029 MOU for the Great Southern Voluntary Regional Organisation of Councils, formalising the continued involvement of the Shires of Katina and Noongar and the inclusion of the Shires of Woodmilling and Kent, and 2, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to execute the MOU on behalf of the Shire Broome Town Block, pursuant to Section 9.498 of the Local Government Act 1995. I should have asked if anybody had any questions of Karen on that. No? Does anybody want to speak to the motion? I think it's all fairly clear going forward. It's only endorsing something that we've been playing with for a while, I guess. So, somebody like to move that motion? Councillor Robinson, second. Councillor Penny, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Application Main Road WA for speed zone review, McGuire Road, Broomhill Village. That was possibly Terrace. Muted. Ah, yes, sorry. No, it's 11.2, isn't it? Mm. 11.1. Application to Main Roads WA for speed zone review, McGuire Road, Broomhill. So, Karen, you were the author of this.
Yes, Chair President. So, I've, Mr. and Mrs. Lewandowski, who own a property on the Hawaii Road, have raised concerns in terms of the speed limit for Maguire Road, which at this point in time stands at 110 kilometres an hour, and that it's becoming quite a built-up area. There's a lot more people who are moving in around the area, and it's regularly used from what Mr. and Mrs. Lewandowski are stating by pedestrians, school children, and horse riders. And there is a crest that also forms part of that road, and the dust conditions, given that people are speeding along there at 110. Hinge on the landowners around the area. So the Lewandowskis have proposed that that council considers that the Shire rights to main roads and proposes that a speed limit of 50 kilometres an hour is imposed for the area. A lot of the some of the streets surrounding Maguire Road and the town site are at this point in time 50 kilometres an hour, so that would be consistent with those surrounding streets.
Okay. I will ask, before we get comment, for someone to move the officer's recommendation. That the council endorses the submission of a formal request to Main Roads Western Australia for a speed zone review of Maguire Road, Broomhill Village. Authorises the Chief Executive Officer to prepare and answer a request on behalf of the Shire and residents of Maguire. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Wills seconded. Councillor Dewar. Craig, would you like to speak to that? I did see you were involved with engaging the residents.
Yeah, I thought after I was contacted, I did a little bit of my own sort of Google research and came to the opinion that what they're suggesting was fair and reasonable. I'd just like to second what Karen had just said and possibly just add to that that it is a no-through road, if you like, at the present time. So I think to bring it back when it is town road in the Broomhill Village, I think it makes sense to bring it into line.
All right. Do we have meetings on that? All right. Anybody want to speak against it? Anybody else want to speak to it? No. I'll put the motion. Carried 7-0. Item 11.2, we will mute Councillor Dewar because he has declared an interest and as he is attending by electronic means, he is now muted, so he cannot be part of the discussion. The author on this is Liz Bushby. The CEO wishes to make a comment on this. It is Rita Tower, Post Telecommunications Infrastructure, Lot 253, Number 1302, Broomhill Main Road, Broomhill East.
The report is pretty self-explanatory in terms of there's a proposal for a 60 metre high lattice tower, which would which is beneficial for the area in terms of black spots from a telecommunications point of view. Aside from that, yeah, I think it's quite self-explanatory what's being proposed.
The officer's recommendation that Council 1 determine that the proposed telecommunications infrastructure use may be consistent with the objectives and purposes of the farming zone and thereafter follow the advertising procedures of Clause 64 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes, Regulations 2015 and Clause 7.2 of the Shire of Broome Hill Town Planning Scheme Number 1. 2. Note that the application is being advertised for public comment and the advertising closes on the 10th of July 2025. 3. Pursuant to Clause 82.1 and 82.2 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes, Regulations 2015, grant delegated authority to the Chief Executive Officer to determine the application for telecommunications infrastructure on Lot 253. Number 1302, Broomhill Nova Road, Broomhill East. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Robinson. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Councillor Dewar is invited back to the meeting and unmooted. So that was all passed, 6-0, Craig.
Thank you.
That's his recommendation. All right. We're on to the Key Pelletella. Show us support, financial statements, May 2025, author K. Swift, Manager of Finance Administration. Kay, do you have any comments to make on the financial situation, please?
Only that we are at the point end of the year and a lot of our projects will be wrapping up over June, so final costs in for roads and claims for grant funding will happen during June. And whatever we're looking at carryovers into the next budget for things that are not complete. And reserve transfers actually happen this month as well.
Does anybody have any questions of the car before we move it? No, Craig, you're waving your hand there. No questions? Now, the monthly financial statements, the officer's recommendation that the monthly financial statements for period end 31st of May 2025 be received. Would somebody like to move that recommendation? Councillor Hurst, seconded Councillor Penny. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Monthly's list of payments, May 2025. Similar, Kay is the author. Any comments, Kay?
Not unless anyone has any queries. It was a big month in terms of spending, but a few progress claims in there for cabins, I believe.
Yes, we've seen a bit of money in
roadworks.
Roads and cabins.
Yeah.
Alright, officer's recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13(1) and 13(a)(1) of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority will be Shire purchasing cards for May 2025 be endorsed comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, and direct debit payments totaling $1,012,639.50 and credit purchasing card payments totaling $2,364.93. So we move that with Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Wills, and all those in favour, carry 7-0. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan Progress Report. Author is Pam Hull. Pam, would you wish to comment to this before I put the motion?
Yes,
Yes, thank you. The Disability Access and Inclusion Plan is a 5-year plan. It was endorsed by the Council in 2020, as such is due for review this year, this financial year. The progress report is a requirement of the state disability sector. The progress reports statewide inform the minister's annual report. So alongside the report, I've provided the implementation plan just to demonstrate what we've been up to. Our progress is slowish, but I'm hoping with the review of the plan and maybe a better interaction with the community who are possibly living with disability, that we might get some real outcomes in the next plan.
Very good. So, you pay him. Officer's recommendation that the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan Progress Report 2024-2025 as presented be endorsed. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor Leather, all those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Committees of Council appointment of presiding members. And all right. School manager appointments and administration. Alright, the council established two committees under the Local Government Act 1995 and appoint the following membership. Board of Risk Committee is Councillor Barrett, Councillor Dewar, Councillor Penny, Councillor Wills, and Ms. Connie Willem is the independent member. Councillor Barrett was elected as presiding member of the Audit Risk Committee, Chief Executive Officer, Performance Review Committee, Councillor Ian White, Councillor D. Barrett, Councillor C. Leather, Councillor S. Robinson, Councillor Ian White was elected as presiding member of the CA Performance Review Committee. So, in accordance with Section 512 of the Local Government Act 1995, the following members be appointed as presiding members and deputy presiding members of the committees of the council established under Section 5.0 of the Local Act 1995. Audit and Risk Committee, Councillor Dean Barrett is a presiding member. We need to have a deputy presiding member to be nominated into that position from there between Dewar, Penny, and Wills.
Are we allowed to nominate someone?
Yes.
We don't have to nominate ourselves.
You can nominate yourself if you wish to.
I would like to nominate Councillor Dewar because Becky was always a member. If he was ready to take him up.
Did you hear that, Councillor Dewar? Are you prepared?
Yes, I did, yes. I accept, yes.
You'll accept? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And we'll have somebody nominated as the deputy for the Audit and Risk Committee, please.
Sorry, that was my
mind. Oh, sorry, that. Yeah. The CEO Review Committee. That's what I meant. Can we have someone nominated as the Deputy President member of the CEO Performance Review Committee? And I'll nominate Councillor Barrett. All right, Councillor Barrett's accepted that, and so somebody got to move the officer's recommendation. So, Councillor Robinson seconded, Councillor Penny, all those in favour, carried, 7-0. All right, local roads and community infrastructure program, reallocation of funds. The local roads, the officer's recommendation of the local roads and community infrastructure baseball funds of $130,962 being reallocated from the Tamworth Caravan Park laundry / store to Flatbox Road Basilian and the 2024-2025 budget be amended accordingly. I think that one's fairly straightforward. Anybody wish to ask any questions of that?
Yes, please, Mr. President.
Yes.
Just out of interest, can I ask what the reason was for not being allowed to usually for the recurring part.
So phase four of the local roads and community infrastructure program had two components to it, and part B you had to spend on roads, and part A was community focused projects for roads. So they deemed the caravan park not a community project at this phase of funding.
I don't have a problem with reading those notices.
Yes, which is disappointing, but
So we've got to find money somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody leaving it. Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Wills, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Letters on all members which have been already closed. New elected members of motion which previous notice has been given. New questions from members without notice. Any questions? New. No new business of nature produced by decision of meeting. I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:02.